Good people. I hope you're ready. I hope you are excited. I hope you are ramped up to the ability that you can be, because we've got now 55 straight days of football coming, starting tomorrow. And I'm not sure if this is plausible. I'm not sure if this is something that we need as a nation, but it's what we're going to get. And hell, it might be a welcome distraction based on everything else that's going on in the world and right here in these United States. So I'll welcome it. I'll welcome it. Also, I'll welcome Tina in the wild, who pulls up for the happy hour. Tina, how are you doing on the Wednesday?
I am doing good.
That's great.
How are you?
That's great. I'm feeling good. Coming off of a loss. Never feels good to be coming off of a loss, but
you lost in trivia.
I lost in trivia to C-Cat on the other side. It was a little Major League Baseball postseason stuff. He's talking about Manny Machado on a knee and all this. I'm like, I had no shot. I had no shot there.
In that same World Series, there was the longest World Series game of all time in terms of amount of innings. So I thought for a second that might be the question, yeah. But it was Manny Machado.
This guy knows his baseball.
I heard you got like one answer, though, at the final second.
Jose Altuve.
Yes.
Yeah, so as an Astros fan, I can take pride in that I know my guys. I did miss an Astros question as well.
Better know your Astros.
Damn right.
like team, because you wear the jersey to Marlins game.
Waves the flag.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Astro around these parts.
I am Mr. Astro around these parts. Quick update on their game with the Tigers, in case you were wondering. We're bottom second, two outs, still tied at zero.
Exciting.
But we got two guys on. We got two guys on, so hopefully the Astros can pull away. If they lose today, it's over with, Tina. If they lose today, it's over.
Oh, so sad.
Right. Well, who's your baseball team?
I would say the Marlins, because I'm from here.
Well, yeah, well, their season's already over.
Yeah, they were done.
Yeah, season's already cooked.
I'm not really following baseball. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. One team that is, it's kind of like they're symbolizing they're waving the white flag by doing so, but they are still competitive, is the Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to talk about here which NFL team through the first 4 weeks should go ahead and wave the white flag because their season's absolutely cooked. The Vegas Raiders are now telling other NFL teams that Davante Adams, our best offensive player, our best weapon in that locker room, is up for grabs. It feels like the Jets are going to be the team to get him. The Cowboys are angling for him. They're not going to trade him in the division to the Chiefs, but he's available. And that, when you trade off a veteran, a guy like that, that would be chasing a championship, though they might not have the mentality that their season is over, you're signaling to the rest of the league that your biggest priority is not winning a Super Bowl this year. Which, by the way, when you enter a season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, it's kind of waving the white flag before the season even kicked off.
Yeah, you're preparing for 2025. I think there's no doubt about that.
So it made me think, though, because now that we're 4 weeks in and we have these strong data points, which team in the league that had hopes of a championship, that had hopes of making it to the Super Bowl, could go ahead and wave the white flag? And it's hard not to go right back to Hard Rock Stadium and right back to South Florida. And I don't want to have the whole Tua discussion today because we've rehashed that time and time again. I just don't think the Dolphins are a good football team this year. And if there's any team that can be focused on at least getting a high, I'm not saying tank, because I don't think the Dolphins have to tank to lose games at this point. We saw that the last time they were out there on Monday Night Football. But if there's any team that can benefit from, at first when you started the year, you thought you were going to end this streak of 24 straight years not winning a playoff game, but now you have a top five, top seven pick, it is these Dolphins, because if you insert a high-level talent guy that's on a rookie-scale contract because you're so cap strong right now because you paid Tua, Waddle, and Hill in the offseason, you re-upped on Jalen Ramsey, they are a team most in need of an injection of great talent that's also cheap. And the Dolphins sitting at 1-3 in a division that it doesn't look like they have any shot of competing with, it's time for them to go ahead and wave that white flag and accept their fate. You're not going to be a playoff team this year. You might as well be a team picking at the top end of the draft, and hopefully you walk away with somebody that can help you compete in the next year when you have Tua back at full health, when maybe Teron Armstead comes back and plays for you again, even though I'm starting to, based on some emails and things we've got, I'm starting to wonder how much more football Teron Armstead, left tackle for the Dolphins, has ahead of him. And also a guy like Tyreek Hill, who seems frustrated out there with Scoop Huntley not able to connect with him on those deep balls. 888-760-3776. Which team in the NFL today should be ready to wave that white flag? Tap in with us. And if you're waving the white flag, that means that you have no sights on actually winning a championship. But we know here in West Palm Beach, there's a college that competes for a championship in damn near every single sport that they have. Like the Kaiser University Seahawks, that's the home of the champions. 22 national championships at the NAIA level. And it's not like this is a school that has a history that dates back centuries. They've done all of these things recently, including the back-to-back national champions in men's lacrosse and three straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles. And of course, the reigning champions of the gridiron with that football squad. I mean, that title run they had was prolific, and the way that they're defending it so far might be even a better team than they had last year. Kaiser is also dominated in conference play, winning 60-plus regular season and conference tournament titles to keep up to date with the Seahawks programs. KUSeahawks.com. That gets you all the latest on Kaiser Seahawks athletics. Again, that's KUSeahawks.com. Tap in with the Hawks as they hashtag defend the beach. Who in the NFL through 4 weeks do you think should wave the white flag, should call it on their season? Not because they need to be intentionally losing games, but the expectations they had for themselves based on what we've seen from them through 4 weeks. Feels like it's inevitable, their fate. C-Cat, I have a feeling you're going to go with a certain team out of the NFC. Who do you think right now should be waving that white flag?
Guessed right on the conference, so yeah. I think you might have guessed right on the team. For a team that it wasn't one of those years where the Raiders came into this season thinking they were going to compete for a championship, whether a league championship or a Super Bowl. Not a team like that. I want to go with a team that expected to be in the playoffs, that paid their quarterback record money at the time because they believed that he could lead them back to a Super Bowl. And that team I'm talking about, the hint was right there, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah,
I was kind of waving the Eagles flag, wondering why Eagles fans were shouting the sky was falling after their week one win versus the Packers in Brazil. I was the one that's saying, you know what? That's not an easy win to achieve. You still put up 34 points against the Packers. You beat Jordan Love. Jalen Hurts didn't look great, but it didn't have to look great to put up 34 points. Now I see why they were sad. Now I see why they were mad, because loss against the Falcons was ugly. Ugh. Put up 15 points at the Saints, and a year after the Eagles got embarrassed in the playoffs against the Buccaneers, you thought that there might be a chip on the shoulder of Philadelphia after that playoff loss in a lower stakes environment. That's how they can get motivated for this game. You wouldn't have been able to tell. Mm-mm. That game was uncompetitive from the second quarter on, where the Bucs beat the Eagles 33-16. Baker Mayfield threw 347 yards and three tutties. It was embarrassing for a Philadelphia fan. You got to end the season, Philly. It's over. With the Commanders looking how they look, Cowboys are always going to be there with double-digit wins. It's over for Philadelphia.
It feels that way. Jalen Hurts has not been good. There's nothing inspiring that comes out of Nick Sirianni that makes me feel like he'll right the ship for the Eagles. And on top of all of that, when I think about the Eagles' struggles before the season even started, with the locker room drama that they had, talking about the dissension between head coach and quarterback, and I juxtapose that to the fact that now they're going to have to try and find a way to get cohesive and turn things around, I don't see a path in which the Eagles can be competing for that division, especially if the Commanders go out and get a guy like Devontae Adams. That could make it absolutely wrapped for me. I would actually put a ticket in likely for the Commanders to win the division if they made that move. Yeah, you're spot on right there, C-Cat.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes it felt like these teams that we love to poke fun at, the Cowboys or the Eagles, would just show up there in the final two because of a lack of contenders that the Giants and Commanders have been the past decade plus. I know the Commanders made it when they were the football team with Taylor Heinicke back then, but they were never a serious
ODU
threat.
Legend.
But now you have a third team in the mix. Those two division games are going to matter, and it's not going to be a chalk it up for an easy W. No, Philly, the clock is ticking, and it's unfortunate for Philadelphia fans because they signed Hurts to that record contract that said, we saw enough from you, you are our guy. And that was what the watermark was placed for Lamar Jackson before he even signed.
See, you threw me off a bit because Hurts signed that deal last year in the offseason. I honestly thought you were going to go with the Rams before all of this started because of all the injuries and whatnot. But I mean, it is early, right? This is the time of the year where if you're like in a dynasty league for fantasy football, that's when you wave the white flag, you start trading for future assets. It feels a little early. Would you be disappointed, Tina, like if your team 4 weeks in was like, we got to call it? not looking good.
I'd be very disappointed.
And that's not the Steelers way. You're Steelers gal.
No, we're winners.
And for somebody like you, because didn't you just get done? Wait, how many miles did you run this morning?
I ran 7.
Gosh.
7 miles.
I just
Why?
Because I had to.
Who?
She didn't
have
to.
New martial law? Yes, like some new policy being put in place?
Because my training plan said I had to run 7 today. So I ran 7 this morning.
I just can't.
Also have to post about it? No, that's a joke. That's a joke. Sorry.
Did she post
about it? That was a joke.
Did she post?
I post every run that I do. I post a pretty, though, like sunset. Sunrise.
C-Cat absolutely hates when you post your runs.
He hates when I post my runs. He hates when I post my workouts. He hates when I post all of it.
Yeah. I don't get it, C-Cat. What's your plight with her showing you her fitness journey?
I don't know if I hate it, but I can't help but make fun of it.
Okay.
How about that?
Yes.
Okay. How about that? Because I put myself in the mind where whenever it is me having to take a picture of anything, a vacation.
You hate pictures.
An occasion. I hate pictures.
Yeah.
See, like, I think, why am I taking myself out of this moment right now to show everybody else the moment that I'm having?
But
I don't want to do that.
I wish I could have like lived vicariously through you while you were in Italy.
Yes.
And I wish you would have posted pictures.
You're doing it for us, bro.
Yeah.
I'm getting pressure back at home for not posting about that vacation as well.
Yes.
I agree. You should be posting pictures from that vacation.
All I have is a video of you getting, chugging some lemon juice out of the hands of another man.
That was that was the most notable thing that I thought America had to see. I thought Theo had to see me being a force-fed lemonade.
I didn't like it, Tina, because it wasn't just the act of him letting this random street vendor force-feed him lemonade. I didn't like your posture.
Yeah, because it's a performance. So he's doing a monologue, and he's saying things in Italian that I don't understand.
Yeah.
He asked where you're from first. Oh, the Americano!
Yeah.
That was Mexican. I don't know why. But he was just yelling stuff, and I'm sitting there waiting for him to pour the lemonade down my gullet.
Yeah.
And nothing for me to do that. What to do with my hands, like Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, and he had his hands in his pocket. Like,
oh, wow.
He's standing there with his... This video has to see the day of light.
I know. I got to put it out there somewhere.
Yeah, put it out there.
I want to see pics.
He's standing there with his hands in his pockets, just awaiting the guy to, force feed him some lemonade. And also my wife jumps in the YouTube chat presented by Prize Picks, by the way. She says, I love Tina's run post.
Oh, I love her.
So it's all love there. Speaking of our YouTube stream that's presented by Prize Picks, I do want to tell y'all how y'all can tap in right now and start making some money on Daily Fantasy with me today. Literally today, we have 55 straight days that's going to be football games going on between the professional level and the college level, which means 55 straight days you could be making plays on Daily Fantasy with Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. I mean, all you do is you pick more or less on 2 to 6 different stat projections, and then you can watch the winnings roll right in. Now, here's another thing here. Prize Picks has an ability to have you win up to 100 times your money on some of these lineups that you enter with as little as 4 correct picks. This could be as simple as, I like DK Metcalf against that secondary. I'm going to hit more on 0.5 touchdowns. He scores, boom, one of them hit. Maybe it's on the basketball. It's on the hardwood with the ladies. Oh, man, Asia Wilson, elimination game, the MVP. Trying to get 3 straight, I think she's going to have more than 22 points. I think she's going to go balls to the wall here with the season on the line. That's another win. There's so many ways to win depending on what your angle is, what you think the situation will be in these leagues, and that's why I absolutely love it. Players have these stat types that you're going to select, and you're going to roll with it. And I'll tell you right now, for the offense players, I would stay the hell away. I'm either hitting less or I'm staying away from those player props because I don't know what that offense is, and I'm not sure if Mike McDaniel can turn that thing around. Those are my little tips. But the biggest tip I can give you is when you download Prize Picks, enter the promo code THEOD. When you enter the promo code THEOD, not only can you play with me, you also get an extra $50, boom, right into your account. $50 once you play a $5 lineup if you enter the promo code THEOD. I mean, each lineup is a $5 play. That means that you get, what? What's 5 divided by 10?
10. Or you got the wrong thing.
I did it the wrong way.
50 divided by 5 is 10.
10. Thank you, C-Cat. 10. I'm not great at math, but I'm great at these player props and playing with Prize Picks. So, again, you get 10 extra plays on me. Promo code THEOD. Prize Picks, run your game. Yeah, so I will say this, Tina. for somebody who, when I say Prize Picks run your game, for somebody who whose game is literally running right now as you train for this marathon, the more I think about this marathon run you're going to do, you talked about how you're guilt-tripping people into coming and watching you and supporting you for a marathon. Is there any less compelling event to watch than a marathon?
Well, it's not like the watch part. I've only guilt-tripped one person. And I didn't think
Who was that person?
I didn't think I'd have to guilt-trip this person. My mother.
That's tough. You would think that your mom would want to see you do this life-altering experience.
Yeah. Okay, it's not life-altering.
It is. It's running a marathon?
Yeah, it is. 26? It's crazy. Yeah, 26.2 miles. It's insane.
Yeah.
But it's not watching me through the whole thing. Like, you don't even have to be there until, like, the end. Like,
so you don't want her to stand. So how do you watch somebody run a marathon? Do you just wait at the finish line? Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's just being there at the finish line. Like, you don't have to get there at 7 a.m. when I'm starting. It's going to take me probably 4 hours.
Oh, that's so
slow.
Ambitious.
I'm going to be running for like 4 hours.
I've got the more than the amount of time for Tina's marathon.
We should do it. Yeah, we should definitely put a line out there on your marathon.
Please don't.
How'd you do it?
Please don't. I just want to finish the race and not collapse as I cross the finish line.
So I'm definitely going to take the more than on Tina's, I'll say 5 hours.
No, okay. It won't be that.
We're going to put some scratch in the side for this one.
Yeah.
The office will be heavily invested in your marathon.
We will.
Congratulations, Tina. Yeah. You got what you wanted.
My personal goal is to try to be at like the 4 hour mark. But
what's like an average time for a marathon runner? Like for a novice long distance runner?
I don't know.
Are you a novice long distance runner? Would you consider yourself that, an amateur? Like, you're good at it. You do it a lot, but this is your first time.
I wouldn't say that. Like, this is very brand new to me. Like, I'm just about to get to miles that I've never done before. I've never reached. Like,
okay.
I've done a half marathon before, and I did, like, beat my time this past weekend when I did it 4 years ago by almost, like, 20 minutes.
Whoa.
Damn. So that was, like, good, definitely am, like, you know, improving. But I think for the marathon, yeah, just being there at the end. And I told my mom, I'm like, oh, like, I do know a few friends of mine. I said, like, oh, we'll be there, and I'm running with multiple friends in this marathon, so there will be a group of us. I was like, we're going to probably do, like, a lunch after, but you don't have to get there when I start at 7 a.m.
What if you don't make it to the
end?
And, like, you have friends,
let's
family
not put that into the universe.
Sitting there waiting with their Let's Go Tina signs, and you just never show up, and they're the last ones there. Everyone finished the marathon, they got their celebratory beers, and they're sitting there waiting. It starts to rain. Oh, I thought she had it in her, and she didn't.
Do they get a tracker on you at least?
I think there is a tracker.
Okay.
So
she hasn't moved in 10 minutes. What happened?
Wait. So are you? You would say you're an above average runner.
Above average, yeah.
Okay. So the average time to run a marathon for a woman is 4 hours and 48 minutes, according to RiverCityRaces.com.
That's a very reputable source, yes.
So I think I did the math right. If I can stay in like a 10-minute pace the whole entire time, I think it's like around like 4 hours and 30 minutes. I don't know if I did the time.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
But I'm trying to stay in like that range of like a 10-minute pace. And it's actually crazy because I've been thinking about this the past few weeks. Like, I actually have to really plan out my pacing will be throughout the marathon, because if I do want to hit around the 4 hour mark, like, there will be some miles where I need to do 8 minutes, some where I need to do 9, and, you know, or again, like, I can coast at the 10-minute mark. But in the race, you're with like a group who's running around the same time. Like, when you sign up for the race, you have to give them like a pacer. So like what you think you'll be at, and you're running in that group.
Can you
hopefully stay in that range?
Can you outrun your pacers?
Yeah, you can.
Can you just join a new pacers once you figure out you're better?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
I would do that. Jalen in the YouTube chat, he asks, what takes longer, Tina's marathon or Theo playing 18 holes? Like, if I played a true 18 holes, got
par
through it, no pickups, par 72, I can get through that thing in under 4 hours.
Okay.
If I'm playing solo, too, I mean, in a foursome, you know, that slows you down a bit. If I'm playing solo 18 holes, I'm getting through it. C-Cat, you're looking at me like I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you do a lot of pickups. I'll put it that way. We've got a lot of, man, I'm in the bunker. This is, you know, I'll get to next
hole. That was the old me. You haven't golfed with me in like 3 months.
You also forget clubs. So you got to factor that in, too.
Yeah,
I got to go back to the 11th. I forgot my putter.
It happened one time.
He's not going to let you forget it.
Took the car with him. I'm walking up a hole, so we skip that entire hole.
Yeah. You're just thinking of all the bad experiences. What about the good ones? Not many, huh?
I'm trying to think of the highlights of Theodorsi's golf career with me.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up with a blank.
Okay. But that's fine. Wow. That's absolutely fine.
Tina, have you picked out your marathon outfit yet?
I have not picked that out yet.
Really?
Because I'm definitely going to get... I have time. I have until December. I will be getting probably new shoes, and the shoes will match the outfit,
yes,
and everything.
You got
so
to.
There will be, though, it's been in my mind. There's definitely like a fit that, yeah, I will have.
And you got until like December.
Yes.
You should hang up the shoes after the marathon.
Hell yeah.
You wore them for one day and one day only. Sign them. Put them in your office.
Oh, you
office.
Can't do that. You got to like break them in.
Well, break them in, yeah, first. Break them, yeah, in. But I'm saying after you run the marathon, you hang the shoes up in the office. Mm,
you retire them. Yeah.
Don't ever wash them either.
Do you just know how expensive shoes are? I'm probably going to wear them again.
Oh, that's corny.
Just sign them and wear them.
Yeah. So you just sign the shoe. No, you have to do that. That's good. We'll hang them here in the Evan Cohen studios.
The rafters.
You
will
want
smell
to
so
hang
bad.
My smelly marathon
we'll put them in,
shoes.
We'll put them in the production room because, yeah, I don't have to sit in there.
With CCAT.
Yeah,
okay.
With CCAT. I already have my shoes picked out for an event that I'm excited for. That's actually closer than your marathon. It's October 15th. It's the annual Boca Raton Bowls ABC Supply Great Chefs Tailgate Showcase presented by Boca Raton Innovation Campus and CP Group. It's going to be Tuesday, October 15th from 6 to 8:30. You know what shoes I'm rocking?
What?
Some sparkly shoes. I got these little sparkly shoes. I like to rock those when I'm hosting events sometimes.
Oh.
They got little bedazzles on them. They're like a little art project.
Sorry, on the side here.
Yeah.
Are they classified as loafers?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I didn't know what that meant, like, until yesterday.
Really?
You, yeah, know what
first
loafers
time
are?
Here, yeah. No.
So like you're wearing loafers with sparkles.
Yeah. They're
going to
be nice.
Michael Jackson type?
Yeah, kind of like, just give it a little flair. Give it a little kick flair.
Okay.
Kick flip flair. You can join me and the team. We're going to be at Brick in Boca Raton as dozens of local chefs wearing normal shoes and breweries and cocktail masters serve their favorite tailgate classics. In fact, I'll hang my shoes from the rafters when we're done.
Perfect. Nice.
Right in Brick. They're going to be serving some of your favorite tailgate classics. All food samplings, entertainment, beer, wine, cocktails, all of that is included in the tickets, which are on sale right now. Right? You buy a ticket. You get the food. You get the entertainment. That's me on the mic, too. You get the beer, the wine, the cocktails, the soft drinks, all of that included. So visit spiritofgivingnetwork.org/events. spiritofgivingnetwork.org/events to purchase your tickets today. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's a lead-in event for the Boca Raton Bowl, which is always a ball.
You forgot one bullet point on that copy sheet.
What bullet point is that?
The secret word.
Oh, the secret word.
Yes.
If you say the secret word... To me, I got your drink. I got your drink, right?
No.
The other secret word?
You get a kiss from Theo.
Okay, you get the kiss, yes.
Yeah.
If you say the secret word, you get a kiss from Theo.
We also do have a new date on the, so remember our...
Bartending.
Celebrity bartending with the United Way.
Yes.
That is going to be the following day, literally. So you could kick it with me at the Great Chef's Tailgate, and then you could pull up on me the very next day for the United Way Celebrity Bartending event. And that is another place where if you say the secret word, I'll give you a kiss as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a drink there too.
And a drink.
Yes.
Secret word for the drink, it's theoretically speaking. If you whisper to me, theoretically speaking, that first drink's on me. If you say the secret word, which we can't say on the radio station, you might get a kiss.
You will get a kiss. You will. If you say the right word, you will get the kiss.
Making it happen.
Yeah. Like what? He's so invested in this.
He's like, remember the secret word. Yeah. Tell him. Tell
I'm
him
my host
the word.
Keeper. I'm kind of pimping him out a little bit.
Yeah.
My guy will kiss you, say the secret word. He loves his fans.
I do love my fans.
He loves them. A little inappropriately,
yeah,
by the way.
I guess so. This is awkward now. Well, yeah. You can get a kiss. Secret word. It's all it takes. It's the happy hour here on Theoretically Speaking. That's Tina, CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. On the other side, the Sunshine Standings. We rank college football teams in the state of Florida.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We got a dilemma going on in the National Football League. It is about to get hectic. I know a lot of people don't look ahead to the primetime games, but that's what they pay me to do here. And week 6, Sunday Night Football, currently slated for Sunday Night Football, primetime, our last game, the last leaving taste that we have going into Monday morning.
Not this weekend, next weekend.
Next weekend, week 6. Scheduled to be Bengals versus Giants.
Ugh, like, gross.
Puke.
Don't even play that game. I'd be cool if they just forfeited, call it a tie for both teams, let alone have that game in a standalone spot. Like, I got a free Sunday night. Apparently, and I don't have any kind of way to, you know, verify this because it's from JPA Football, but apparently NBC trying to flex Commanders Ravens into that week six slot.
I love when my favorite team plays in primetime.
Yes.
I love it so much.
Yes. Did you love that Thursday night opener?
I like the fact that they so I could relax and enjoy the rest of the NFL on Sunday. I love that. That's why I like when my college team doesn't play on Saturday, too. There's so much other college football to enjoy, but I have to be locked in on my favorite team, Penn State. I like spreading the love a little bit.
If you do find yourself in a pinch and you want to watch multiple games at the same time, why not just pull up to a place that's got like what? Let's say like 70, 80 or more televisions in every location?
I know a place.
Duffy's Sports Grill. Duffy'sMVP.com. That's where you go. That's where you tap in. You can be a rewards member like myself, become an MVP, and also just check out that wonderful menu they have. I mean, during football season, there's the Gridiron Starters, right? The house-made fried pickles. Come on. Come on. Gridiron Nachos. These are the kind of things you can just start your day with, and of course, you got two-for-one drinks all day, every day. Duffy's Sports Grill, right? It's more than just a sports bar. It's a place to hang out at. It's a place to get comfortable, but also when the sports are happening, they're on all the screens. That's the beauty of it. Duffy's Sports Grill, Duffy'sMVP.com. That's how you can tap in, make a reservation. Maybe you even order some food to go and eat it at home with your one big TV screen. Maybe you like it that way. Either way, visit Duffy'sMVP.com to learn more. And remember, at Duffy's, our game is always on.
I know you two like the finer things. Duffy's has fall teenies. Does that sound good to you, Tina?
Yeah.
Caramel apple teeny.
That sounds good.
Pumpkin spice latte teeny.
That's a long name.
Available now through November 30th.
I'm going to get with Duffy's and see if we can shorten that name a little bit, but I do love how descriptive it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
I love seasonal drinks.
Yeah.
You got to really take advantage of them.
Which season has the best drinks? Fall seasonal drinks, it's too much pumpkin going on, and I don't like pumpkin.
Apple, my friend.
Apple is beautiful. It's a great ingredient and a great thing to craft your drinks around. I'm not a huge pumpkin guy, so I'm here on fall drinks. Apple cider type stuff, yes. Pumpkin, no. But summer drinks, I mean, the floor is wide open.
Summer drinks, what are you thinking? Like mojitos and lemon?
No, like different flavors of margaritas, summer drinks, I think. Yeah, I mean, there's some rum punch type stuff you could do in the summer, but also there's the refreshing like lemonade-based drinks that you can do in the summer a lot more that you wouldn't do in the fall or winter.
I don't something about Coquito in the winter, though, or a different type of warm, chocolatey type Christmas time drink.
Yeah, I go with winter because it's like the warm drinks, which I'm never having. And like for here, I feel like in Florida, summer is all the time. Like we can kind of have that whenever we want.
You might be right. I might have did an early call there. Rookie mistake. Winter might have the best drinks. Micah jumps into YouTube chat and says he agrees. Quickly, I'm going to do the Sunshine Standings before we do our midday midterms, if you're cool with that. I'll just run through this list right quick. Our Sunshine Standings. Can I get some college football music? This is ranking the top Florida college football teams as things stand today, and we're going to make this real nice and easy and smooth for you because it's easy to do. Number one's going to be the Miami Hurricanes. Number one's the Miami Hurricanes because, well, they snuck away with that win against Virginia Tech. Thank God the refs didn't have it out for my guys. They did not rule that thing complete. Number two, we're going to leave an open space.
Whoa.
I don't think anybody deserves to be that close to the Hurricanes in the state of Florida because nobody is. UCF got bludgeoned by Colorado at home as a 15, 16-point favorite.
Yeah.
And then Florida State, non-competitive against SMU. Florida, we hadn't seen last week. Last time we did see them, they looked good against Mississippi State. We'll find out this weekend, but the two spot is empty. The three spot on the Sunshine Standings, both Florida and UCF tied at three.
I don't think you can, like, rankings don't work that way.
They do.
You can't leave a blank.
It's a leaderboard.
A gap.
Yeah.
In Moneyball, when Brad Pitt says there's us, there's 50 feet of crap. Yeah, that 50 feet of crap in Florida college football right now.
Yes. I mean, that's what it is.
Okay.
What do you want me to do?
Be you rank one football. Of them two, and you rank one of them three.
No, they absolutely don't deserve it, and they get to play this weekend to figure out who's going to be the number two team. How about that?
Okay.
Florida and UCF, show me something. At number five, behind that tied ranking, it gets really weird because there's an empty spot and a tie. At number five, it's hard not to go with FAU. I have to.
They didn't cover versus Wagner over the weekend. It was AJ and Big Justice Day.
It was push, right?
No, it
wasn't. Oh, Wagner covered.
Wagner covered.
Wagner covered, but they still they put up 40 points at home.
They got the world's largest boom.
The boom.
Yeah.
The world's largest boom.
Yeah. Was it really the world's largest?
Yeah. Since the boom started maybe 3 months ago, that was the world's largest boom.
Well, there you have it. The Owls used that boom to propel themselves over Florida State, who sits at number six because they're a pile of crap right now on the football field. I want the best for Florida State, but you can't, after the way you started the season and the way you struggled to beat Cal, you can't let SMU do you like that. They had their way. Had their way, whatever way they wanted. And then you ended off at FIU, who is going to be playing on a Tuesday coming up. That's cute. That's fun. It's like why are we doing Tuesday night football games?
It counts for next week's games. So, like, it's not a late week five game. It's an early week six game or whatever it is.
That's weird.
I hate Tuesday night football games. That should not be a regular thing. And apparently college football, we're going to have 55 straight days of football going forward. And apparently there's going to be a lot of teams playing on Tuesdays. And CCAT's going to be locked in on the Maction on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't
Come on, you see the craziest things in those Mac football games, and you're getting in on getting scratched in the games.
Yeah,
That's where you kind of entertain yourself.
I'm kind of hooked now. We'll debate this later. We'll talk about that a little later, but I'm kind of hooked. I kind of do like the football because I'll be able to get into a lot of action on Prize Picks. So that'll be fun. Time for the midday midterms. We're going to grade some of the action that's been happening in sports and beyond. And CCAT, what's the first thing we're grading here?
First thing, we're going to grade midday playoff baseball. Kind of the fact that baseball puts their playoffs in the middle of the day in this wild card round. Grade that.
B plus, because it allows me to talk about my Astros in the middle of the show like I'm about to do right now. Bottom of the fourth, still scoreless against the Tigers. Season on the line.
Wow. I feel like which would get higher ratings for that game? If they put it on at the same time as other wild card games at 7, 8 o'clock, or if it had its own window right now?
I think it gets more ratings now.
At work, though?
I think there's going to be people that care are going to be watching on their phones exclusively and whatnot. I think it gets more ratings as a standalone.
I'm going to give it an F. I understand why you gave it a B, Theo, because you're a sports radio host.
Yeah.
But you're at work. Yeah, like, I feel like no one's watching it.
Yeah. I mean, nobody would watch it anyways.
Who does it midday? Like, that just it makes no sense.
Nobody's watching. I mean, it's wild card baseball. Like, the ratings suck anyways.
Ooh, exciting!
Yeah, the ratings are going to suck.
All right, I think you're going to like this, Tina.
Yay.
Made a big purchase 2 days ago.
Okay.
I just got a notification on my phone. It got delivered today.
Oh.
Personalized iced coffee sleeve. Like a koozie, but for iced coffee. As a man.
For you, CCAT, A+.
It is A+.
I love that for you.
It's an A+, because he's going to use it.
He is.
He has an iced coffee every single day.
He loves his iced coffee, and it's probably, it like sweats everywhere in the main lobby here.
Thank you. I love that for you, CCAT.
That's
the purpose. It's function, but it's also fashion.
I can't wait to see. It's customized.
He screwed up a bunch of tables right outside of here with his iced coffees. It's happened multiple times,
and
like a bunch of leaks.
He puts it like on like, it's not like a couch, but like where our main lobby is. Like, he puts it on the top part where it's like barely any room, and I just wait for it to fall.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for you.
So A+ on the purchase, F on your execution before the purchase.
All right. Fair enough. Month of October. It's a big sports month. Where do you grade the month of October relative to the rest of the calendar?
I got to go A+ because my wife's birthday is in October and she's listening.
If it wasn't your wife's birthday, come on.
All right. Ridiculous. B-.
Whoa.
B-. Because the only thing that is actually being one of significance in October is the World Series of Baseball, and that's the number 3 sport in America, 4 sport.
It's not one in October either.
Damn. It's one in November now.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, so it's a B-. Nothing of significance is being won in October except for, like, the WNBA. And that just became more significant, like, yesterday.
But just in general, outside of sports, you don't like the month of October?
I like it, but I'm just saying there's nothing – it can't be an A-plus when nobody is taking away the big trophy at the end of the day. I like it, but it's not perfect. B-minus is good.
I'm giving it a B+. It's spooky season. You have Halloween. The pumpkins are out. There's, like, activities you can do. You can carve them. You can paint them. It gets a little chillier usually, so.
He's talking about sports, though.
I said outside of sports. You got the seasonal drinks.
Well, you didn't let me include my wife's birthday.
Well, yeah, because not everyone is married to a woman who's born in October. That's, you know,
everybody
what?
That matters to me is.
I got persuaded to not purchase this the other day. A male satchel. A satchel for a man.
Yes. A crossbody bag. We know what a male satchel is. We did not think that the satchel itself would be a man. It'll be the man wearing the satchel. And I grade these a B plus. Number one, I have one. Number two, I can't say. I if you're using it functionally, if you are putting things in that, then I like a crossbody bag for a man, especially if you feel like your pockets are too bulgy with your fit. That's when I like to use it, when I know my pockets will be too bulgy because maybe my shorts are not as my pockets aren't as deep in my shorts or something, you know?
I give it a C.
Oh.
Because it really depends on who's rocking it. Some people can rock it, some people can't. But I think for you, it's like it is functional. Like if you're carrying a lot of stuff, like you can't all put it in your pockets.
Yeah, I got a thick wallet, man.
Yeah.
Need some space.
You just see a guy out in public, maybe at a bar, at a social event, and you see he's rocking one of those.
Again, if you either can rock it or he can't. I've seen those who can't and those who can.
You'll know instantly if you can or can't rock it based on the people's reaction to it. If they're like, "Is that a satchel?"
Yeah.
Then it's like, ah. Or if it's like, "I like your fit."
Yeah.
You're good. Tina, thanks for pulling up for the happy hour. I'll be enjoying some cocktails literally for happy hour at the house after the show, and you got to join me one day at the house. It's
yes.
Lovely.
Yeah. Yes, I do need to join you.
We'll do a show trip one day on a Wednesday likely here where they have happy hour all day and pull up and enjoy some of the specials at the house. Appreciate you, Tina. C-Cat, stick around. We're going to give some more prize pick plays on the other side, but theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people, we back in the house, and it's time for the crossover. If you're on a YouTube stream, you'll see Tina walking out of the studio as if we're not doing live radio here. Bye, Tina. The happy hour's over with. That C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos, and Colin Russo in from Russo and Rizzo for the crossover. How we feeling midday, midweek here, Colin?
I got this light fixture in front of me that's got, apparently my complexion is too dark during the show, which I disagree with, but people want to, you know, come at me for, you know, radio at the end of the day, but I understand it for the live stream.
It's a live stream. People see you. And also, you're right. I've seen a couple of the videos y'all have put out where it's like it's a little too dim. It's because the overcast.
This is the time really of the hits. Day where the weather absolutely stinks.
Yeah.
And that, when does that lift? When does that alleviate?
Well, you mean like maybe
when
like,
does it not get terrible? Like a category like four every day at 4 o'clock.
Like mid late October, once the weather starts clearing up in general. The summers are here, just they're very volatile. Very volatile summers out here. And they extend pretty long. Also, something that ain't going nowhere no time soon, Prize Picks. I've been telling you about Prize Picks. It's time to tap in with Prize Picks. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app, over 5 million active members, including myself. And it's the easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Colin, you realize we got 55 straight days of football starting tomorrow?
That's a whole lot.
So much football, so much action to get involved in, whether it's professional or college. But Prize Picks expands even beyond then. It's easy to use. Once you download the app, all you do to enter a lineup is you pick more or less on 2 to 6 different player stat projections, and then you can watch the winnings roll in. We saw what Derrick Henry did last time he was out there on a football field against the Bills. He had 199 rushing yards. One of the player props that's very popular right now on Prize Picks, 85.5 versus the Cincinnati Bengals. That's a game I expect the Ravens to win. It's also a team that has allowed a lot of rushing yards to good running backs so far this year. I see Derrick Henry being able to hit that number. I would put more on that. Then there's Aaron Jones, 66.5 versus the New York Jets. I think that would be a less. I would go less on Aaron Jones rushing in that one.
In
I would
London
go more
too.
On the passing yards.
In London.
London game too. Those are always wacky.
Crap shoot.
I would actually stay away from player props in London games in general. Good call.
I don't trust that. I agree.
Good call there. Prize Picks, though, offers so many player props all throughout the board here. So jump in and join in on the fun. And when you do, use the promo code THEOD. You'll instantly get $50 when you play a $5 lineup. The promo code, again, THEOD. $50 just for playing a $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
I've seen all those commercials with Prize Picks.
Yeah.
They don't ask you to do those?
They're... They kept calling. I said, hey,
scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, just it's things getting away. Drewski's hitting me up. He's like, yo, come on, we want to do this tandem thing, a collaboration on Instagram. I denied it. So yeah, I missed out on some of those commercials, but it would have been good.
Quite a bit. I've seen him. I was like, is Theo in the background somewhere? Yeah. I don't know.
I'm the guy that yells at the end, run your game. I'm that guy. I'm actually an extra in one of them. You just didn't see. It didn't look hard enough. Prize Picks, though, the place to be to put some props in. Also, y'all were bragging. Y'all were bragging about your punchline picks early in the season. How you feeling now that we've closed that gap up? We're one behind.
Yeah. Are you still one behind?
Oh, we're tied now.
We're tied up in punchline picks. Plus one on the week. You guys were. I think we are tied. The NFL, we've gotten killed. So the college side, I don't think we've been that bad. The college side has been okay.
Yeah. But especially when you tell our picks, it works out very well.
Right. Because BYU was my pick. And that was the lock of all locks. Hawaii, you guys didn't have that one.
You keep getting these like travel-based covers, which I get it. It's theme.
You got to follow theme with making picks like that. So that's my thing. But I'm a season-long player.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. We'll continue to make up ground. That's CK. That's Colin Russo. Russo and Rizzo next here on ESPN 106.3. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy.
Want to accelerate your career as a manager or executive in the exciting